This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Tonight's the first full moon of 2026, and it comes at the moon's closest approach to Earth, which means it's known as a supermoon. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, the moon might look a little bigger and brighter, but it's hard to tell with the naked eye.
If you were hoping to see the peak of the quadranted meteor shower, the full moon is a bummer, as it will wash out the shooting stars. But if you like to moon gaze, you can also check out bright Jupiter, which will be right below the moon. This is the last supermoon until November. But 2026 will have 13 full moons because the month of May will have a second full moon, aka a blue moon. There will also be a total lunar eclipse in March and a total solar eclipse in August. But that solar eclipse won't be visible from the United States. You'd have to go someplace like Greenland or Spain. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
In Telluride, Colorado, there appears to be no end in sight for a ski patroller's strike that's been going on for about a week now after contract talks broke down. And that means ski resorts are closed in the town. Ski patrollers want increased pay in an area where the cost of living is extremely high. The resort says the ski patrol members are asking for too much money. The Telluride Tourism Board says bookings for short-term rentals are down 54% since the strike started. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory, the Dow up 319 points, the Nasdaq down 6. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Tonight on Houston Public Media TVA, take a voyage through the history of funk music, from its early jazz roots to the explosion of 70s urban funk and beyond.